Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Sada Energy & Minerals Limited Q1 FY22 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pankaj Sarda, Joint Managing Director, Sada Energy & Minerals Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. A very good morning to everyone. I extend a very warm welcome to all of you to the Q1 FY22 earnings call of Sada Energy & Minerals Limited. Our press release and investor presentation containing details of performance has been uploaded. Today's discussions may include forward-looking statements which must be considered in conjunction with the risks that industry in general and our business in particular face, and actual results may vary materially. The pellet plant operated at enhanced capacity during the quarter and achieved production of 209,158 metric tons. The company has achieved record quarterly production of iron ore pellets and wire rod in spite of COVID-related disruptions during the quarter. The Rongneesu Hydropower Project successfully completed the trial operation and has commenced commercial operations. The power is being supplied to Chhattisgarh State Distribution Utility under long-term PPA through long-term open access. Provisional power tariff is expected to be approved in this quarter. The process of various approvals and pre-commissioning activities is going on in Gare Palma IV/7 coal mine. Consent to operate for our coal washery, 0.96 million ton, has been received. Environment clearance has been also received for our coal mine. Coal mine is expected to be operational in next quarter. Work on the ferroalloy expansion project at Vizag is progressing as per schedule. Work on the 25-megawatt Reher Hydropower Project will start in second half of the current financial year. We have also received EC for 1 million ton of beneficiation plant at our Mandhar plant. I request Shri Manish Sardaji to brief about global and domestic scenario of steel and ferroalloy.
Thanks, Pankaj. The infrastructure push at global level to boost GDP has generated demand for steel and other commodities. At global level, iron ore supplies are also affected. Thus, demand-supply mismatch has resulted into sharp rise in prices. Pollution restrictions and disincentivization of exports implemented by China have further increased demand-supply gap in steel, boosting prospects for Indian exports. India's steel production and apparent consumption both were down in this quarter as compared to quarter four FY21. Production was down from 29.9 million metric tons in quarter four 2021 to 26.9 million metric tons in this quarter. The main reason for fall in production was diversion of oxygen from steel plants to hospitals. The apparent consumption was down due to lockdowns imposed across the country to contain the second wave of COVID. However, export demand and reduced imports on the back of higher global prices maintained tightness in supply, resulting into improved price realization. During the quarter, India exported 4.76 million tons steel and imported 1.2 million tons steel. Prices of ferroalloys remained firm during the quarter on the back of production disruptions in Ukraine and Malaysia and increased demand from the steel industry. Prices of ferroalloys continues to be at elevated level. Mr. P.K. Jain will now brief about the financial performance and position of the company.
Thanks, Manish. In spite of lockdowns, the company has achieved highest ever consolidated revenue of ₹830 crores during quarter one FY22 against ₹700 crores in the previous quarter and ₹345 crores in quarter one FY21, registering a growth of 19% quarter-on-quarter and 141% year-on-year. The company has reported operating EBITDA of ₹268 crores during the current quarter against ₹227 crores in the previous quarter and ₹90 crores in quarter one FY21. The company's profit after tax at consolidated level stood at rupees 168 crores as against rupees 139 crores in the previous quarter, resulting into an earning per share of rupees 47 per share. For the quarter under review, all segments did better than the previous quarter. Debt position. At the standalone level, the company's net debt free as on 30th June, bank balance and liquid investments stood at rupees 308 crores. Term debt net of the cash and current investments stood at 1268 crores, and net of loans given is less than 1000 crores. Loan repayable within next 1 year is 103 crores. That way our net borrowing has come below 1000 crores. Now I request Sri Pankaj Sarda to brief about the industry outlook.
Thank you. The increased export demand has balanced domestic demand supply of steel and ferroalloys, which should enable stable capacity utilization and improved pricing. On global supply concerns, price of steel is expected to remain firm. However, there may be correction in iron ore pellet prices due to restrictions on steel production in China. Ferroalloys prices have firmed up substantially from March, effect of which is reflected in the results, and near-term outlook is also positive, though incremental benefit will be partly negated by increased coal and coke prices. Commissioning of Sikkim hydropower project will improve the financial performance of the company from current quarter and onwards. Projection of normal monsoon augurs well for hydropower projects. This is all about the performance and outlook. Now we leave the forum open for questions from the participants. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star then one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, please press star then one. The first question is from the line of Shubham Agarwal from Equitas India. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, and I would also like to congratulate the entire team on commissioning of Sikkim Hydro project. Sir, firstly, I wanted to understand how is the current utilization level at the Sikkim Hydro project? Is it achieving all the parameters that we have laid out? And what would be the tentative provisional number per unit?
We have achieved the COD for both the units as on 1st of July, and parameters and everything is running perfectly okay since commissioning. And though in the commissioning there are some small hiccups that is always there in any new project, but it is meeting all the correct parameters that is required and that was envisaged.
Right. And the provisional number per unit that we can expect to book revenue this quarter?
No, our petition for approval of the provisional tariff is under consideration. That is coming up for hearing in the current month, and pending that, hopefully we will, before announcement of the next quarterly results, we will have the provisional tariff approved by the regulator. In case there is delay, tentatively as already informed in the past speeches, because minimum what we expect is the tariff, generic tariff available for the renewable energy projects, that is I think more than 620 or 630, so that is the minimum basis for accounting of provisional tariff. But hopefully we will get the provisional tariff approved before announcement of the next results.
Got it. But in the current quarter itself, we will book the complete revenue based on full potential of this 113 megawatt, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, got it. And secondly, on the steel division, so how is the current average realization across the value chain right now compared to Q1? Have we seen increase in prices?
Yeah, if you see the current prices are little above the Q1 average.
Q1 average. But on the other hand, the coking coal prices have gone beyond $200. So do we expect to maintain the spread, or what is the outlook there?
We don't use coking coal, so we have no impact of coking coal on our production.
Okay. So in that case, we would expect our spread to go up this quarter.
Hopefully.
Great. And lastly, on the ferroalloy business, so we had one furnace getting revamped this quarter. So is it completed, or do we expect some more downtime in that?
No, one furnace will remain down during the current quarter. Last quarter, for about 1 month, we had operated all the 5 furnaces.
Okay.
And we had deferred this down time for one furnace for the time being, so one furnace will remain under shutdown for 1 quarter.
For the, this quarter also?
Yeah.
Okay. And do we expect any other downtime in any other unit, given that sponge iron unit was not operational for 54 days?
No, that was a routine closure. It happens periodically. That was not something exceptional. This ferroalloy modernization was basically over a longer period of time. That was a revamping of the complete furnaces or modernization. Sponge iron kiln was shut down after a particular period whenever you go for the castable change. That happens. So that was usual, and that is already taken care into overall annual production target.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Maheshwari from Skyridge Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, congratulations and thank you for the opportunity. So sir, one follow-up from the question asked by previous participant. So you don't use coking coal, you said, but you must be using coke, right, for your production?
Yeah.
So coke prices have also increased considerably. So are you able to pass on those costs, or we have to take a little bit of a hit on margins?
Yes? We use coke in our ferroalloys division. And basically, the coke consumption will have an impact as the prices have gone up a bit, but considerably the prices of alloys also are moving up.
Okay, so silicon manganese prices are over 90,000-95,000 still, or is it seeing a downtrend?
No, it's around, it's between 96,000 and 97,000 currently.
Oh, okay. And sir, so another thing about hydropower. So our facility has commissioned now, and our tariff is yet to be decided. So whatever revenue we book, that will be based on the tariff decided, or is it a, is there a provisional amount we are working with right now?
Please, can you repeat your question on the tariff?
Okay, so our tariff on hydropower plant is not decided yet, right?
Yeah.
So the by the end of the quarter, the revenue that we will book on this hydro project, that will be based on the tariff that will be decided in the coming few weeks or month, or is there a provisional tariff that has been decided between you and the authorities that you're working at?
As I told, ki hopefully we will get the tariff, provisional tariff approved before end of the quarter. Hopefully. In case it is not approved before end of the quarter, the chances of which is very, very less. We will take a provisional figure based on the, our estimate ki what tariff we are going to get, and based on the our dialogue with the regulator in this course of hearing, we will take a provisional revenue based on the provisional tariff.
Okay, sir. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, to ask a question, please press star, then one. The next question is from the line of Madhukar, a shareholder. Please go ahead.
Yes, you just said that coal, coking cokes are not used, but coal is used naturally in the sponge iron kiln. Now, what is our consumption of coal per ton of sponge iron?
It depends upon the grade of the coal. It depends from maybe 0.9 tons to 1.2 tons, depending upon the grade of the coal. We use the mix of coal also. If we are using high-grade coal, consumption remains somewhere about 0.85 to 0.9, and if we are using a mix, it may go up to 1.1, 1.2 tons of coal, depending upon the grade of the coal.
And the Fe content of the sponge iron is about 95?
Fe is 81 plus minus.
That is 99.
81 plus minus. 81%. Fe content.
81%. Now, our assets in steel are 892 crores and in power are 2,350 crores.
Yeah.
The profit in steel is unusually high compared to power. Very unusually.
Yeah.
So, we still continue to go for power and or we have any change of mind, we'll increase investment in steel.
No, power may, the major asset has recently been started, although it is added into the asset base. But profit from that segment is yet to come. So that's why you are seeing at the asset level, at the enhanced level, without any contribution in the profitability. And second is the hydropower is seasonal business. So quarter on quarter, you cannot see the profitability that way. And definitely steel is a old business with us. We have captive iron ore mines. There are certain strengths in the steel sector. So the dynamics are totally different. It's a commodity with a subject to cycles. Hydropower is a different business. So both are not straight away comparable. But so far as present, if you are comparing directly on the asset base, hydro, there is no revenue from the major hydropower project in this profitability. Therefore, that cannot be compared.
True. Now these two coal mines we have won, what is the quality of the coal, that is how many kilocalorie per kg and what is the production capacity? Will we be able to produce how much per year?
So production capacity of the Garepalma 4x7 coal block is around 1.2 million tons and for the Shahpur West it is 0.5 to 0.6 million tons. In a year, because it's an underground coal mine.
And the quality is about 6,000?
What? And the grade is around G12 to G11 grade in Garepalma 4x7 and is around G7 in Shahpur West.
Now, that, I'm not aware of G7, but how much kilocalorie does it contain per kg? Maybe 5,000?
So, there is a chart. I mean, Coal India Limited comes out with this chart where they grade. I don't have the figures offhand. We'll send you. Huh? Yeah, offline we'll send
you. This is publicly available information. You can get it from the public website from Coal India and all. So this is accessible to everyone. You can Google it actually.
Okay, I'll do that. Now you have returned that.
No problem.
You have said that pellet making, you have got permission, you got the permission to increase from 6 lakh ton to 8 lakh ton.
Correct.
So do we have to seek permission for increasing the production?
I mean, it's environmentally governed norms, and if we don't have the permission of environment, how can we increase the capacity? Yes, for increasing any capacity of your existing plant, we need to seek the permission from MOEF.
Environment.
Yes, environment levels.
Very good, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, please press star, then one. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Bhandari, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, yes, please.
Yeah. Sir, my name is Rajesh Bhandari. Let me first congratulate the whole team for your outstanding result. And we wish that the company din dogni aur raat dogni tarakki kare, sir. Results have been outstanding.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sir, you mentioned you have furnaces for the ferroalloys, 5 furnaces.
Yes.
Out of this, one furnace always remains under shutdown for maintenance or whenever required it comes under maintenance?
No, these are basically long-time furnaces, so we have taken a modernization of all the furnaces one by one.
One by one. Okay.
Yeah. So last year also, few of the furnaces were shut down for modernization and revamping.
Yeah.
Three furnaces were revamped last year, two furnaces are to be covered. Four furnaces were revamped last year, one furnace will be revamped during the current financial year.
Okay. Normally, how much time does it take, sir? One quarter, two quarter?
Three to 4 months. 4 months around.
3 to 4 months. So overall, our production of the ferroalloys out of all the five furnaces will be for the year, it is going to be very comfortable.
Yeah.
Because the prices of ferroalloys are very high, so one has to take advantage of that.
Yes.
And normally, I have seen in your results that whatever ferroalloys you are producing under your company and also the subsidiary, you are selling almost everything or maybe little higher also.
Yeah.
So that is going to remain for the next three, four quarters.
Yes.
Okay. Because certain steel consumption, et cetera, has gone down, but ferroalloy consumption has not gone down, is it?
Pardon?
No, steel consumption, as you mentioned in your opening speech.
Yeah.
That because of the certain national and international conditions, global conditions.
Yeah.
Steel consumption has gone down, but there was a good export demand for the steel, so you could make up Indian steel.
Yeah. That was on the domestic front. That was on the domestic front.
Because of the domestic.
Domestic consumption
has
gone down.
Yeah. But what I'm saying that you are exporting your ferroalloy production.
Yes.
So ferroalloy, most of it, whatever you produce, gets consumed or rather gets sold.
Yeah, it is get sold. We are exporting.
Yeah.
A substantial quantity this time.
Sir.
Also,
And,
a major portion of our Visakhapatnam plant has been exported.
Okay. And in India as well as export, the price is normally the same for ferroalloy?
Generally, it remains in line with. Temporarily, there may be differences, there may be time gaps, otherwise, so it automatically gets settled. If a higher prices in the domestic market, export goes down. If there is a better realization in the export, domestic, say, people shift to the export market and domestic prices automatically move up. So these get adjusted over a period of time.
जी सर, अच्छा सर, आपका जो स्पॉन्ज आयरन का प्रोडक्शन है, बिलेट का जो प्रोडक्शन है, और जो सेल फिगर है उसमें बहुत फर्क है, प्रोबेबली बिकॉज स्पॉन्ज आयरन एंड बिलेट बोथ यू हैव इंटरनल कंज्यूम्पशन.
यस.
तो उसको कंज्यूम करके कहाँ लेते हैं सर, वेयर डू यू यूज इट फाइनली?
नहीं, फाइनली हम वायर रोड बना रहे हैं और एचपी वायर बना रहे हैं.
अच्छा, लेकिन सर स्पॉन्ज आयरन की जो सेल प्राइस है इज मच हायर देन द वायर सेल प्राइस, इज इट?
नो नो, आई थिंक दैट इज ओनली प्राइस, इंक्रीमेंटल प्राइस. If you consider, I got your point, ki sponge iron you are considering 14,091.
Ji, ji.
That is incremental price over the pellet. If you consider the sponge iron price, that will be 27,000 plus. Pellet
oh,
price
okay. I got thoroughly confused because I thought how much the pellet price is less than sponge iron. Yeah.
No, you have to, in that graph, you have to keep adding to reach to the next.
Okay, got it, sir. अच्छा, एंड आपके इसमें फिगर में जो कंसोलिडेटेड अप्रोक्सीमेटली 400 करोड़ जो स्टील का जो प्रोडक्ट है सर, एंड देन यू हैव फेरोएलॉयज. हेलो.
यस.
तो जो स्टील है सर उसमें अपने प्रोडक्ट में क्या क्या है सर? स्पॉन्ज आयरन, बिलेट थोड़ा पोर्शन हो गया, देन वायर रॉड, देन व्हाट एल्स इन अंडर स्टील?
एचपी वायर.
ओके. तो स्टील प्रोडक्शन जो अपना 400 प्लस का जो टर्नओवर है, दैट इज फॉर बेसिकली एचपी वायर एंड दिस वायर रॉड.
वी आर सेलिंग इवन पेलेट आल्सो. एट एवरी स्टेज वी आर सेलिंग पार्ट ऑफ द प्रोडक्शन एंड पार्ट ऑफ द प्रोडक्शन इज गोइंग इन द नेक्स्ट डाउनस्ट्रीम.
ओके. और फेरोएलॉयज में आपका ये जो स्टील प्रोडक्शन है वो कोई इधर काम नहीं आता?
नहीं, वो नहीं आता.
हाँ, वो फेरोएलॉयज के लिए जितना इनपुट रॉ मटेरियल है सर, जैसे आपका क्रोम का हुआ, मैग्नीज का हुआ, डू वी हैव ऑल दी माइंस विद अस?
नो, वी डोंट हैव.
तो फिर आपको बाहर से लेना पड़ता है?
हाँ बाहर से लेने
हैं। ओ तो माइंस का तो कॉस्ट इनपुट कॉस्ट देन इज मतलब अभी वो इनपुट कॉस्ट भी तो सबका बड़ा है सर।
हाँ कंपेरेटिवली फिर भी मैग्नीज़ोर का प्राइस उतना नहीं बढ़ा है, जिस हिसाब से फिनिश प्राइस बढ़ा ना तो मार्जिन से एक्सपांडेड।
ओ अच्छा तो मार्जिन उसमें बेटर ही रह जाता है। ओके और आयरन ओर तो माइंस आपके पास है?
हाँ जी।
अच्छा सर मेरा एक चीज पूछना था कि आपने मेंशन किया है यू हैव मेंशन टू रेज अबाउट 1000 करोड़ थ्रू इक्विटी और रेटेड इंस्ट्रूमेंट एंड 500 करोड़ थ्रू डेट। विल यू बी यूजिंग ऑल दिस फंड फॉर योर एक्सपांशन और फॉर वर्किंग कैपिटल? हाउ यू इंटेंड टू यूज दिस वन सर?
No, this is enabling resolution. In the previous year also we had taken this resolution. And yes, working capital के लिए तो हमारे को वैसे भी जरूरत नहीं है, working capital के लिए तो we have sufficient liquidity.
हाँ आप पूरे धनवान है सर। लिक्विडिटी है आई नो।
नहीं ये enabling resolution है सर, इसका यूज नहीं किया गया है अभी तक। लास्ट ईयर भी लिया था, पहले भी ले रखा है, तो that way, it is just an enabling thing.
Okay. So you have not yet decided how you will be using it.
So through, if we get some acquisition opportunity or if we freeze on the expansion, finally we get all the clearances, if that happens then it will be, but it has been, as of now it is enabling resolution.
Okay, only enabling. So isliye abhi jaise through equity aap kar rahe hain, so whether it is preferential allotment or whether it is rights or whether it is...
No, question.
Achha.
अभी वो यूज होगा नहीं होगा उसको उठाएंगे कुछ करेंगे, देयर इज नथिंग लाइक दैट, इट इज जस्ट एनेबलिंग, प्लीज बी क्लियर अबाउट इट।
हाँ सर, हाँ सर। तो अभी जैसे अपना थायरॉयलाइज का प्रोडक्शन ईएलडी कितना है सर?
पार्डन,
अवर पर एनम थायरॉयलॉय प्रोडक्शन सर?
फर्स्ट क्वार्टर
एनम?
नो, पर एनम
पर एनम maybe about 140,000 tons, 1,30,000 to 1,40,000
tons. Okay, or abhi to 50,000
tons. This is the operator. I'm sorry to interrupt. Mr. Bhandari may be requested to come back for a follow up, please.
Last question.
Okay.
Only last. Sir, ye jo 50,000 ka apna expansion jo hai.
Yeah.
Ek furnace ka. That is in addition to 140.
Yes.
ओके okay, जो नेक्स्ट ईयर चालू हो जाएगा 22-23 का।
हाँ जी।
अच्छा ठीक है सर, थैंक यू सर, थैंक यू वेरी मच, थैंक यू सर।
द नेक्स्ट पार्टिसिपेंट्स हु वुड लाइक टू आस्क क्वेश्चंस प्लीज प्रेस स्टार देन वन। द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ दीपेन सेठ फ्रॉम क्रिस्टल इन्वेस्टमेंट एडवाइजर्स, प्लीज गो अहेड।
हाय एंड थैंक्स फॉर द अपॉर्चुनिटी, एम आई ऑडिबल?
यस यू आर ऑडिबल।
थैंक यू सर। सर मेरे दो सवाल हैं। सो एज वी एग्जिट FY22 इन अनदर व्हाट 8-9 मंथ्स फ्रॉम नाउ, 8 months और सो, हमारे नेमप्लेट कैपेसिटीज किस डिवीजन में कितनी होंगी? थोड़ा सा मेरे दिमाग में कंफ्यूजन है, आई एम सॉरी दिस टेक्स अप अननेसेसरी टाइम, बट इफ यू जस्ट क्लैरिफाई।
इंस्टॉल्ड कैपेसिटी यू आर आस्किंग अबाउट?
Yes, so when we, by the time we hit March 22, what will be our capacities in the various divisions? If you can just do a quick recount.
Yeah, our capacity for pellet plant is 8 lakh tons, sorry.
Yeah, 6 to 8, correct.
8 ho gaya hai. Then, Spanjaran we have 3,60,000 tons.
Ji.
Steel billet we have 3 lakh tons.
Okay.
Then, wire rod is 1,80,000 tons.
Okay, sir.
SB wire is 30,000 tons.
Okay, done. And on the hydro side, we are, or on the renewable energy side, we are fully invested now. There is no additional.
In hydro, we have 1 5-megawatt project, 1 25-megawatt project, and another is 1 13-megawatt.
Sikkim wala, correct, sir. So, abhi incrementally, is saal capex mein kya spend hona hai, kahan par hona hai?
Incrementally, capex mein abhi to coal mines ka chal raha hai ek hamara.
हाँ,
कोल माइन जो हमने एक्वायर किए उनका चल रहा है।
ओके कितना एलोकेशन होगा इस साल में एंड व्हाट विल बी द आउटकम ऑफ दैट इन टर्म्स ऑफ?
एज आई टोल्ड कि ये करंट ईयर में एक माइन स्टार्ट हो जाएगी, दूसरी माइन तो अभी टाइम लगेगा उसमें। उसके अलावा हमारा विशाखापट्टनम में फेरोलिस प्लांट पे एक्सपांशन का काम चल रहा है।
यस सर।
थर्ड हम अभी रेहर में एक वन मोर हाइड्रो पावर प्रोजेक्ट ऑफ 25 मेगावाट ट्यूब स्टार्ट वर्क ड्यूरिंग द करंट ईयर।
ओके ओके
उसके अलावा हो सकता है कोई एक्विजिशन अपॉर्चुनिटी जाती है, आयरन और माइंस है, दैट इज वन, एंड उसके बाद फिर फर्दर बाद में देखते हैं, उसके बाद कहीं ग्रीन फील्ड एक्सपेंशन की अपॉर्चुनिटी है, कोई एक्विजिशन अपॉर्चुनिटी जाती है, तो दोज आर टू बी, बट व्हाट वी हैव डन इज एज ऑफ नाउ एज आई टोल्ड कोल माइंस, फेरोलिस प्लांट एंड हाइड्रोपावर प्रोजेक्ट, दीज वी ऑलरेडी टेकन अप इन आवर प्रोजेक्ट.
Right. So on the iron ore mines, we are fully integrated. We don't buy any iron ore from anyone, right?
No, we are meeting our about 40 to 50% requirement from our captive iron ore mine. Rest is we are buying from the market.
All right. So can this change and can we buy? Can we get more of our own iron ore? Is there a lever here for future, you know, better integration, so to say?
Not materially.
ठीक है सर, understood. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Neeraj Mansingka from White Pine Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. This is related to a few questions that you've asked in the past on the cash flows that you're having. Right now, I think the run rates of cash flows are quite high compared to the past of like a bit of 270 crores. And what I understand is that of the debt, major portion of the debt is of the power plant, which you intend to repay using its own cash flows. So what do you plan to do with the cash that you generate over a period of next 1-2 years?
I told we have already taken up capex on the coal mines. There are two coal mines where we will be incurring capex. In addition to that, we already started work on the expansion project of ferroalloys. Maybe we are also looking for iron ore mines opportunities. Then if we find appropriate some acquisition or maybe some greenfield expansion, depending upon the situation, what type of the schemes government so far, how do we get. But already few of the expansion projects have already lined up. So surplus...
Sir, what would be the capex for the coal mines?
Coal mine, both mines put together somewhere about 400 to 500 crores rupees.
Over a period, but the second one, which is an underground, would be starting one much later period, right? The immediate one would. Okay. So, but the immediate, the question I am trying to ask is the EBITDA run rate that you are running today of 279, and with the current pricing also not, it's quite stable. You would be running almost 1,000 crores EBITDA on your company, and you hardly have any debt on the non-hydropower side, and the amount of capex that you require wouldn't be so much compared to the amount of cash flows that you're requiring.
No,
so that's why I asked. Yeah.
Out of EBITDA, first I have to service my interest for all the projects, including hydropower projects recently started. Then I have to meet the repayment obligations. Then normal capex for all the projects, and then expansion projects. And if some surplus remains, as I told, we are considering iron ore mines opportunities, then definitely some greenfield expansion, maybe we will increase further capacities in the ferroalloy also. We will evaluate that possibility is always there.
And so how much would be the capex for the ferroalloy project would be for that?
This is 135 crores for the present project what we have taken. And for a hydropower project, it is 250 crores approximate.
Got it. And if you have to see your entire project, which all areas can you do some brownfield expansions or a low cost, high return spending in your existing facility?
In existing facilities, as we told, we can consider further expansion even in the ferroalloy sector, some maybe debottlenecking in and all those things in the steel sector.
Okay. And sir, can you share something on the hydropower plant? The 113 megawatt, most of the earnings comes in the Q2 and Q3 because of the monsoon season. So how much do you expect to utilize or produce during the next 2 quarters on average, considering things are normal and something unusual doesn't happen?
What is projected normal capacity utilization will be there. Whatever maximum production in the hydropower project comes in these 2 quarters. Would not be, and in the first quarter, the small quantities that is left out, otherwise whatever is projected for the annual year.
Right. And you still, you last, I think, 1 or 2 quarters back, you had said it has a potential to 200 crores of EBITDA. So you could still stand with that, or you see the numbers are higher from the earlier expectation?
Oh, Now we still stand by that annual EBITDA of about 200 crores.
Okay. And so last question. On the coal block that you are starting of 1.2 million tons, how much would be the net contribution to you come in by using those coal internally or doing the sales externally? How much EBITDA can that generate?
It should generate the EBITDA of somewhere about rupees 1,000 a ton.
1 rupee also. So almost 120 crores a year. Right?
Yeah, it should.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Adyasha Banjar from Axis Bank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello sir. So, sir, I just want to, can I order this?
Yeah, you are ordering.
Yeah. So, sir, the effect of the
energy hard on your voice is distorted.
Is it better now?
Slightly.
Yeah, so what was the capex that you incurred for enhancing the capacity of pellet plant from 6 lakh to 8 lakh?
No capex. We were having full capacity earlier. The only thing we were not having permission to produce beyond 6 lakh.
Okay, so it is just an approval that has come now and you will be operating at that higher capacity. Okay. And sir, can you just give a guidance on the FY22 capex that you plan, like in the mines or in the ferroalloys, everything, if you could give a breakup on what all you plan to do during FY22?
Maybe about 100 crores in the coal mine project and about 75 crores on the ferroalloys project.
Okay, so out of 135 total expenses on ferroalloy expansion, you're saying 75 crores you'll be doing this year. Hello?
Yeah.
I mean, the project is under progress, so as a, I mean.
Okay. So, sir.
Thank you. Participants who would like to ask questions, please press star, then one. The next question is from the line of Prasad Hajariwala, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. So, congratulations for a good set of number. I have a question related to SHP. I would like to what kind of risk associated with SHP to not perform up to the mark?
Your voice is not very clear.
Attached to SHP. Just hold on.
Hello.
Yeah, I would like to know what kind of risk associated with the SHP to not perform up to the mark.
Assets.
Hydropower plant, new hydropower plant, 113 megawatt power plant.
We don't see any material risk associated with the hydropower plant except rainfall that goes one because that is a matter of nature. Otherwise, we don't foresee any risk associated with the utilization of the asset.
All right. So, and the next question is how sustainable is this ferroalloy price? Currently, it has. You say that it has rose to 96,000 to 97,000 per ton. So, how much sustainable is it?
Manizhi,
the ferroalloy prices primarily right now look to be sustainable for the next 3 to 4 months because there are still some plants which are not fully operational internationally because of COVID. And the demand also is very high and China has curbed on the production of ferroalloys and there is an export duty also on ferroalloys, specifically on ferrochrome. And most likely people are fearing that there will be export duties either on all alloys from China. So for the moment, it looks like the ferroalloys prices are going to remain strong.
So for next quarter it will be the same. So up to the September, October, November we can expect the same kind of price, right?
Like that.
All right. No problem. Thank you very much. Thanks for it.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Chakravardhan Reddy, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you. My question got answered.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash Chaudhary, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, so I wanted to know, like, we are having an EBITDA of 250 crores or on an annualized basis, 1000 crores of EBITDA. Our net debt stands at somewhere around 1300 crores, out of which almost 950 crores is for hydro project, which we will be, you know, repaying it from the hydro project proceeds only. So there is a fundraise of 1500 crores. So can you just throw a light on your fundraise?
As I told, as of now, it is only an enabling resolution. There is no concrete plan for raising of funds. In case we get any acquisition opportunity, maybe iron ore mines, maybe some project under NCLT, or maybe some other project, or maybe finally we find a good state policies on the incentives for a new green project. So otherwise, as of now, there is no concrete plan for raising of the funds.
So this is just a provisional approval which we have taken in our board meeting, and if required, then only we'll be raising the funds, right?
Yeah, even last year also we had taken, last 2-3 years also we had taken enabling resolution, so that tomorrow if we get any acquisition opportunity.
Okay.
There is a...
Got it, yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Participants, to ask a question, please press star, then one. The next question is from the line of Shubham Agarwal from Equitas India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity again. I just had one clarificatory question. So, basis the 1000 rupees saving per ton in coal and the expected commissioning in Q3, can we expect further addition to EBITDA by 30 crores in Q4?
Should be.
Okay. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shikhar Mundra, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so just wanted to know, what is the tariff expected for the Sikkim hydropower project?
It should be somewhere about 6 rupees 50 paisa to 7 rupees, somewhere in between. Very difficult to predict at this moment. But what we expect is minimum as of now for the generic tariff is 6 rupees 21 paisa or something for the renewable energy project. So we should definitely get over this price, over and above this price.
And what is the cost of debt for the 952 crore for the Sikkim hydropower project?
Presently it is somewhere about 11%, but it will be refinanced and it will get reduced once this operational figure come in. So, okay. The debt cost will drastically reduce.
And what is the debt repayment schedule? Like, how many years we expect to repay the debt?
15 years.
Okay, 15 years. All right. And when is the figure expected to come in, the tariff figure? And from when can we expect the revenues to flow in from this project?
Pardon?
When is the tariff figure expected to be finalized?
As already told, the provisional tariff should be cleared during the current quarter, hopefully. It is
okay.
Under hearing with the regulator.
And the revenues will start flowing in from the current quarter itself?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Jain, a private investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congrats for the great result. I just wanted to know, what is the amount you are expecting on top line and bottom line after this hydro project already, which is commissioned, taking in approximately 6.5 rupees per unit?
Top line should be somewhere about 225 to 240 crores per annum.
And profit?
And EBITDA, as I told, EBITDA should be somewhere about 175 to 200 crores per annum.
So we can expect better quarter next time also, comparison approximately?
Pardon?
Can we expect a better quarter next time, coming quarter?
Yeah, this will come in the current quarter also. It is already operational. So we'll get the benefit of the operations in this quarter.
What was the per ton payrollized rate this quarter?
This quarter average was somewhere about 84,000 rupees.
And currently it is going around 96,000 to 97,000.
96,000 to 97,000.
Okay, okay. So that will also come in this quarter itself.
Yes.
Okay. That answers my question. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash Chaudhary, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Yash Chaudhary, your line is unmuted. Please unmute the line from your side and proceed. Yash Chaudhary, if you can hear us, please unmute the line from your side and proceed. As there's no response, we take the next question from the line of Shanti Patel from Investment Advisor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. My first question is, taking into consideration the prevalent conditions in the industry, what will be the approximate earning per sale as on 21st March 22?
Very difficult to comment on the forward EPS because we are in the commodity business and markets are volatile. So generally we don't give any outlook on the specific earning per share side.
No, but now suppose this expansion which you are talking about will complete, whichever is completed in the current year, that is 21-22.
Your voice is not very clear. Your voice is also not very clear.
Yeah, yeah. See, now... Is it okay now?
Yeah.
Is it okay?
Better. Little better.
Now? Hello? Are you getting my voice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you see, Hansi, that some of them are going to be completed in the current year. That is 21. Now, in fact, for that, those will be on the revenue also. Correct? So approximately, if the present condition continues.
Your voice is getting cracked, not very clear.
Okay, let's see. 1 minute. Is it okay now? Is it okay?
Yeah, now it is okay.
Yeah, you see, my question is very simple. We have got expansion plan completed in the current year, that is 21-22. Impact of beyond the revenue also. Now, if you see that the present conditions not materially changing in the future, what will be the impact on PAT, profit after tax? Approximately, I'm talking about. I'm not telling you give to be the 100% accurate answer as well.
Is already no further expansion during the current year. Whatever was to start, it has already started hydropower projects.
No, but that's
expansion which will have a bearing on the current year results.
So you mean to say that the permission has been granted from increasing 6 to 8, correct? Where the production will start now? From 6 lakhs to 8 lakhs.
The effect of that is already reflected in the first quarter result also.
Oh, it is already reflected. Oh, okay. So that means the revenue will not be, it will be more or less stagnant. If the present condition is prevalent for the next period.
Yes.
Is it okay?
There will be revenue addition on the hydropower project side.
But
there will be benefit of cost saving in the coal mine. Otherwise, all the projects are already on.
On the street. Right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Jain, a private investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just wanted to ask one thing again. This capacity expansion of Perolize, was it totally reflected in the previous quarter or again only one or two months only reflected?
Pardon? Didn't get your question.
The capacity expansion which you said from 16 to 18 million tons, is it totally reflected in the all the 3 months or only 1 or 2 months is included?
No, pellet plant from 6 lakhs to 8 lakh tons, it is reflected in the whole quarter.
Okay, so this will continue again.
We have produced 2 lakh tons. That is 1/4 of the whole year capacity.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Neeraj Mansinka from White Pine Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I think just had one question on the utilization of the Sikkim hydropower plant. So if you see in the past, whatever hydropower plant you had a 45-50% utilization. So what utilization do you foresee for the next 2 years average? I know there are degrees of nature, but just on average, what expectation would it be on utilization?
It's about 50%.
50%. So if you then your numbers of whatever guidance you're talking about 225 crores, and if I divide that by utilization, it is still coming at 40% utilization approximately. So do you expect this to be revised over if the rates are fixed at 6 rupees?
No, this also depends upon the transmission losses and all those things have to be factored into the transmission cost that will be there. That will reduce now.
Got it. And what would be the approximate transmission charges that you would spend on this?
Transmission charges somewhere should be in the range of 1 rupee.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Plus minus.
Got it.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, please press star, then one. The next question is on the line of Madhukar, a shareholder. Please go ahead.
Sir, this is a follow-up question. Our ore production is less than our requirement. At what price we are procuring the iron ore? Hello?
Yeah.
At what price we are procuring the iron ore?
It varies because it's a mixed load. We are procuring from Odisha also, we are procuring from NMDC also. So it is below 10,000 rupees. It is somewhere about 9,000 rupees.
But
figures are not readily available, but we are procuring from a mixed basket.
Mm-hmm. NMDC's highest price is 7,500, the base ore.
No, it won't work as a base price. Base price, where there are additions. There are multiple additions, royalty, then there are other cesses, taxes, and then freight.
So that goes to 10,000.
Yeah, somewhere about between 9 and 10,000.
And you have given sales figure, say you are selling an ore pellet 158,000 ton and sponge iron 19,000 ton. In your presentation you have given. What is the price at which you are selling pellet?
Pellet, our average realization for the quarter was 13,153.
And for the sponge iron?
There is a graph, detailed graph in the presentation which will give you this information actually.
Of the price also?
Slide 11, you will get the information.
It is about the production and perhaps not the price, sir.
The price we have given it, slide 11. Slide number 11, man, you will find the.
Okay.
Thank you. Participants who would like to ask questions, please press star, then one. Anyone who wishes to ask questions, please press star, then one. The next question is from the line of Ayush, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Oh, hello. Sorry, I joined late, so I'm not sure if this question has been answered. So I just wanted to understand our upcoming ferroalloys expansion. So how will the power requirement for the same be met? Will it be met captively or will we buy power from outside?
Pardon, in between we had got disconnected. We couldn't hear your question. Can you repeat it?
I'll answer that question. So our expansion, what is happening on the ferroalloy side is at Visakhapatnam. And we will be using the power captively only, as we have our own captive generation of 80 megawatt in Visakhapatnam.
Okay, so 100% will be met through captive itself.
We don't have to buy any power from the grid.
Okay, perfect. And secondly, so as we all know, the whole decarbonization theme that is playing out in China, which is expected to, you know, increase demand for higher grade pellets and iron ore. So just wanted to understand the pellets that we make, are those on the higher grade side or on the lower grade side?
The power that we make is a higher grade side, but because it is, our mines have little higher FOS, so the on the FOS side it is higher, so which is an impurity. So, and we have seen that the domestic prices are very good at the moment, so we mostly intend to, right now we are selling in domestic.
And the iron ore, the captive iron ore that we mine, so what grade is that?
That varies from 53 to 60 grade.
Okay, 53 to 60 grade.
Right.
Okay, okay, got it.
We have a beneficiation plant at the mines itself, where we are increasing the grade there, and then we are transporting it.
Okay, so currently basically our pellet, iron ore pellets are not on the higher grade, right?
No. Our pellet is 62.5 grade, which is normally acceptable, very, very decently in the market. It's just that our FOS is a little high because of our captive iron ores, which has got a high FOS.
Correct.
Okay, understood. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Bhandari, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, sir, this is my follow-up question on ferroalloys. For ferroalloys, the main consumption is power, which for Vizag as well as for your other places, and the expansion, you have 100% captive power.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Achha. Now, coming to the raw material, mainly basically raw material is chrome ore and manganese ore, sir?
No, there is no chrome ore required by us in our plants. We normally use only manganese ore as we are manganese alloy producer.
Achha. You are not producing chrome alloy?
No, we do not produce ferrochrome or charge chrome at the moment.
Okay. So, this ferro alloy for manganese ore, what is the approximate normal cost for per ton, sir? Like for iron ore, you said 9,000.
So, we are importing manganese ore in the range of somewhere around 10,000 rupees to 13,000 rupees, depending upon the different grades of
grade
that we have. Yeah.
Okay. And then the power. These are the two basic things. Otherwise, everything else is the value addition.
Yes.
Okay. Right, sir, right. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we take the last question from the line of Adyasha Banjar from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, I just have a follow-up question on the pellet plant. So, sir, what would be the cost like now if you were to set up a new pellet plant of, say, 8 lakh ton per annum capacity now?
So it depends.
Is there a thumb rule kind of thing on that?
It depends if you are putting beneficiation along with it or not. Roughly, without beneficiation, it will come out to be around 175 to 200 crores.
For 8 lakh ton or 6 lakh?
For a 6 lakh plant.
Okay. So most of the companies that we see, they have a 6 lakh ton per annum plant. So is that a standard kind of capacity that's there in the industry, and that's the reason for that?
So yes, this is a standard. If you are going with a pellet plant from China, this is the standard from where the pellet plant size starts.
So you said 75 crores to 100 crores, right?
175 to 200 crores.
175 to 200. And how would that vary if we had to set up a beneficiation plant?
150 crores will be required as per my understanding. Another 50 to 55 crores is required.
And that will also have the same capacity, right?
There are multiple variables. It's very difficult to give specifics on the project cost side. There are multiple variables which determine the project cost.
Okay.
Correct.
Achha, understood. Okay. And so just one last question. So your billet capacity was 2 lakh metric tons, right? And you've increased it to 3 lakh metric tons. So that you incurred any substantial capex?
It has already been incurred, I think, year before.
Okay, not during this. So would you know the cost, sir, for that?
Cost might be somewhere about 35-40 crores.
Okay, that's all. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pankaj Sarda, Joint Managing Director, for closing comments.
Thanks to all the investors for participation in the con call. We hope we have clarified all the questions to their satisfaction. If any information remains unanswered, they can always contact our cell given in the presentation, and you are most welcome anytime. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Sarda Energy and Minerals Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.